When the government raised the terror alert level to orange over the Christmas holidays, people were told to be vigilant, but to continue with their regular activities. Members of Congress say they're increasingly frustrated with such guidance and the lack of specific information that comes from the Department of Homeland Security's color-coded alert system. They'd like to see some changes. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Connecticut Republican Christopher Shays asked a question yesterday that was clearly on a number of lawmakers' minds.
Why would the department tell people to do everything they would normally do? We're not at low risk, we're not at general risk, we're not even at significant risk, we're at high risk. Why should I just do what I normally would do?
Deputy Homeland Security Secretary James Loy told Shays that one reason is because the government puts a lot of extra security in place to respond to the increased threat. But in his appearance before the House Select Committee on Homeland Security, Loy also said it's up to the public to take some responsibility.
For the individual citizen, I think three things are important. I think it's about awareness, it's about preparedness, and it's about recognizing they too have a contribution to make.
Whether it's reporting something suspicious or just having a family emergency plan in case of attack. But Loy's answer didn't sit well with some panel members who complained that the public's left largely in the dark about just what the threat is they're supposed to be guarding against. During the most recent orange alert, officials said they were concerned about the possibility of terrorists hijacking airplanes and using them as weapons. But no one knew which flights were considered targets until they were canceled. And no one was told which areas of the country were most at risk and what other kinds of threats to watch out for. Shays said this was the case, even though the government had some fairly specific intelligence.
Isn't it true that we were concerned about dirty bombs during this last code? Isn't that a concern?
Sir, I would take that one behind closed doors, if you don't mind.
Why? Why? Why would we take it behind closed doors? Why doesn't the public have a right to know? Why should I know and why should other people know and then tell their families to act accordingly, but we're not going to tell the public?
Loy didn't respond directly, but said his agency is sharing more information with state and local officials and the private sector. Some lawmakers complain that local governments have to spend millions of dollars each time the alert level goes up, even if their areas aren't threatened. Others said they were concerned about people ignoring the alerts because they're so vague. Committee Chairman Christopher Cox, a Republican from California, said he feared the opposite, that people are changing their plans unnecessarily.
I've got admittedly episodic evidence, but a lot of it. For example, school groups canceling their field trips to other countries that have nothing to do with terrorist attacks on the United States of America. They don't know that. They're just worried, and so they're playing it safe.
Cox and others on the panel would like the advisory alert system to be more specific about which regions of the country and which sectors of the economy are most at risk. Loy said that's in fact what the administration is working towards. He noted that when the orange alert level was lowered last month, a number of cities and industries were told to remain vigilant. And in fact, several additional flights were canceled this past weekend because of security concerns, even though the alert level remains at yellow.
I too believe this is a work in progress.
Loy said the day might come when the color-coded system is no longer needed, but only when the country has a better idea what it's guarding itself against and how it can be prepared at all times. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.